Hey, Sally. Oh, Sally. Hey, it's me.
Stop. Don't yell, Cecil. Goodness, I didn't want you to yell.
All right. Hello, Sally. Why, hasn't your uncle gone to work?
Yes, but I didn't want Miranda to hear you come in.
Oh, that's all right. We gotta hurry. We've just got half an hour to get down to the courthouse.
Have you got the slip the officer gave you?
Yeah. Here it is, with 1,000,000 charges on it.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
I mean that's good that you haven't forgotten it.
Gosh, I couldn't sleep last night. I kept it under my pillow.
Did you expect it to turn to silver?
No. But I didn't want my aunt to come in my room and maybe find it.
Now, don't make any noise, Cecil. Let's sneak down in the basement. The clothes are in the furnace room.
Gosh, I'm sure nervous.
Oh, this is going to be duck soup. Come on.
Okay, lead the way.
All right. Now, down this way. Don't trip and fall on these steps.
You better go first. I'll close the door behind us.
All right. You know, Cecil, I just love adventure.
This is no adventure. It's a case of life for me.
Oh, Cecil, not life. Even if this doesn't work, it'll only mean 5 days in jail.
Only five? Well, aren't you encouraging?
Wait a minute, Cecil. I have to turn the light on. There, now.
Golly, what a dirty furnace room.
Isn't it dusty, though? My goodness, I don't think anyone's been down here all summer. Dust on everything.
Hey, watch out, Sally. What's that?
Oh, Cecil, did you get scared of that?
Ooh, what's that doing down here?
Oh, Uncle Thomas shot that bear a long time ago and had it mounted, and it's been down here in the basement ever since.
Gosh, you've got more old furniture down here than you have in the whole house.
I know it. Uncle Thomas won't throw anything away. He saves everything and says, well, we might need it sometime. These old beds have been stacked down here as long as I can remember.
Hey, what's this, Sally?
Oh, don't stop to investigate. Come on. Ooh, goodness.
What's the matter?
Ooh, spider webs every place. Ooh!
Oh, little old spider webs aren't going to hurt you.
Well, they won't do me any good either.
You remember that story about the spider that was building a nest, and he kept on failing, and a man named Spruce or something kept egging him on by telling him to try again?
Yes, I remember the story. What's it got to do with us?
Oh, nothing. I just wondered if you remembered it.
Now, here we are.
I don't see any old clothes.
They're in one of these trunks.
Gosh, do we have to look for them?
Yes, why not?
Oh, why didn't you come down and get them out before I came over?
Because I was afraid to come down here by myself.
What are you afraid of?
Oh, mice and things.
Well, mice and things aren't going to leave just because I'm with you.
Well, it's you who has to wear the old clothes to make the judge feel sorry for you.
All right, let's hurry and get the old clothes, or I'll be fined for being late to court or contempt or something.
Now, let's see. Lift this box up, Cecil.
All right. I can't. Is it nailed down?
Oh, try. It's just got... Oh, wait a minute, Cecil. Put it back. I remember. Over here. Come on over here.
Oh, why don't you tag all these trunks so you'll know what's in them?
Now, let's see. Here, help me. Let's open this trunk.
All right. Here, lift up.
Oh, goodness, now. I don't know whether this is right or not.
Well, this is full of old clothes. Let's see what's here.
Yes, but these are good clothes. We have to have awful-looking clothes if you're going to make a hard-hearted judge feel sorry for you.
Oh, look. Candy.
Cecil, don't. Those are mothballs.
Oh, I know it. I was just being funny. Gosh, what are these? Who wore this?
Cecil, put those down. I did, if you must know.
Well, here. There's nothing on top. Let's lift out the tray.
Put it over here on top of this trunk. That's right, now.
Oh, look. Ooh, we've got letters and papers and everything.
Oh, goodness. It must be the trunk underneath them. Put that tray back there, Cecil.
Hey, let's read some of these things.
No, I should say not. That wouldn't be right. They're Uncle Thomas's.
Well, we might as well find out something. You know, a secret love affair with a beautiful and strange, sad lady.
Oh, do you think we might? Well, let's see now.
No. It wouldn't be right.
All right, let's close the trunk. But I would like to know.
Well, ask him tonight.
Yes, and he'll want to know what I was doing down in the basement.
All right, now which one?
Well, open this trunk. Yes, I remember now. That's the one with all the old clothes. There now.
Well, looks like we've pulled another loser again. Nothing but pictures.
Well, close it up. We'll try some more then.
Wait. Who is this funny-looking duck? Oh, look at these dumb old pictures.
Let's see. Why, that's Uncle Thomas. Thank you when he was young.
Don't thank me. I didn't make him look that way. What's he holding the book for?
Well, in those days, they always had something in their hands when they had their picture taken.
What he should have had was a lily in his hand. And, oh, look at this. Oh, what a pair. Mammy, look at this shape.
Let me see. Oh, that was a picture of my mother and father. I don't remember them.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sally. I didn't know.
Oh, that's all right. They did wear funny clothes in those days.
Look at this one. I know, that's your uncle again. A jolly bicycle rider.
Hurry, Cecil, and put those back. We haven't much time.
I'd like to look at all these someday. Your uncle sure has broadened, hasn't he?
Let's see now. This is the next. Oh, I'm sure that's where those old clothes of Uncle Thomas's are. Now open that.
All right. We'll get to it finally, anyhow. Oh, here we are.
Yes, that's it. Now.
Look, an old sweater. Oh, what a nice nightgown for someone.
All you want are pants and a coat.
What about a shirt?
Keep your shirt on, the one you have.
I'll have to dirty it up a little bit.
Here, here's a pair of pants, and I'll take them.
Boy, what a terrible-looking pair. What were you keeping them for?
Oh, I don't know, just because.
Oh, golly, they smell to heaven of mothballs.
Well, you can pour some gasoline on them to kill the odor. Here's a coat, Cecil.
They don't match, Sally. Look, it's full of holes.
Well, sir, that's all the better. No judge would give you a fine when you get those on.
All right. Now where can I change into these?
Right here.
Huh? Here?
No, I mean over there. Get in the coal bin.
Well, you go on upstairs, and I'll call you when I'm ready.
Cecil, we haven't any time to lose now. Get in the coal bin and put those old rags on and hand me yours over the top.
Oh, all right. In here?
Yes. Here, now, I'll stand right here by the side.
I wish you'd go away.
Hurry and get into them.
All right. Now, don't you look over the top.
Oh, don't be silly. Don't you dare come out until you've got those on, either.
Here, where are you? Catch my coat. Got it?
Yes, all right.
Next, here's the other part. Where are you going to put them?
I'm going to hang them here by the furnace. No one will come down here. They're safe. You got your pants on yet?
Oh, I'm all wrapped up in them. Boy, now the coat.
Well, come on out.
All right. Here I come. Oh, how do I look?
Fine. You look terrible.
Good, that's fine.
Cecil, where are your hands?
They're in my sleeves here someplace. Ooh, the coat swallows me.
Well, what are you holding onto your pants for?
If I let go, they'll slip and I'll be pantless. I got to get a safety pin or something to hold them up.
I'll get you some when we go upstairs.
Do I really look awful?
Oh, Cecil, I could just kiss you. You look so pathetic.
Oh, wait till I rub some of this coal dust on my face. Then you'll break down and weep. Whoop, whoa. I came near losing my pants.
Rub some dirt behind your ears, too, Cecil.
Now how do I look?
Cecil, you're as good as saved. The judge will probably offer you money instead of fining you.
Hey, where'd you put my clothes?
Up there.
Wait, I got to put some more dirt on my shirt. Now, how's that boy?
Oh, Cecil, you look so cute.
Hey, I'm supposed to look sad and hungry.
Oh, you do. You're the saddest looking thing I've ever seen.
Fine.
$50.
Hey, knock on wood, no sir.
I was just playing. I know you'll get off.
Shall we start for the courthouse now?
Have you got your ticket out of your other pants?
Oh, I'm all set.
Come on, let's go and see the judge now. Oh, I'm so proud of myself that I thought of this. Come on, Cecil.